Welcome to another edition of the Exo News Bulletin Podcast, where we present the audio version of bullet points posted on the exonews.org website, summarizing a recent UFO or extraterrestrial-related internet article. I'm Duke Brickhouse, Chief Editor of the Exo News. Be sure to like the show, subscribe, comment, and share. Today's article is from January 20th, 2020, entitled, Japan Becomes the Latest Country That's Prepping to Fight World War III in Space. It was written by Jasper Hamill and originally posted on the metro.co.uk website. For a link to the original article, visit exonews.org. Currently, the idea of space warfare involves rival nations destroying or jamming each other's satellites. Whilst this would knock out communications on the ground and potentially cause economic damage, it would not actually kill civilians on Earth. But U.S. intelligence agencies have said that both China and Russia would have destructive space weapons within a few years that can interfere, disable, or destroy satellites and spacecraft. Global commercial interests such as the British Space Trade Association, UK Space, who anticipate a lot of sophisticated technology going into orbit in the future, want somebody out there who is going to protect the interests of all in space. On January 20th, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said in a policy speech marking the start of the 2020 parliamentary session that the Space Domain Mission Unit will launch in April as part of Japan's Air Self-Defense Force. Abe said that Japan's Space Domain Force will defend itself from cyberspace threats and protect its satellites, and drastically bolster capability and system in order to secure superiority in those areas. The unit will cooperate with the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency and with the U.S. Space Command. Abe has pushed for Japan's Self-Defense Force to bolster cooperation and weapons capability with the U.S. Will Whitehorn, president of UK Space, advocates for the establishment of a UK Space Force to get ready to fight terrorists and wage war in the heavens. Industry leaders fear that terrorists and hostile nation states will be able to wreak economic havoc by targeting communication satellites. Speaking at the UK Space Conference, Whitehorn said, "We are about to go through an industrial revolution in space. We are at the stage where a lot of technologies have been developed, and a lot of the industrial processes or necessities that we will need are going to be in that hostile environment in space. We have to be able to defend ourselves in space. A time is coming when having a coordinated approach to space across all of our military is going to be important."
This has been an Exo News Bulletin with Chief Editor Duke Brickhouse. Visit our website at exonews.org. Subscribe to this podcast. Exo News is sponsored by the Exopolitics Institute, a U.S.-based 501c3 nonprofit educational organization